Today on Blue Rock Public Radio's Earth Report, an experiment gone wrong has accidentally made hundreds of mice super intelligent, strong, and bent on revenge. An anonymous caller explains why we shouldn't worry and asks that we leave our cheeses easily accessible.
The Make-A-Wish Foundation has been renamed to the more accurate Make-A-Second Wish Foundation.
Betrayal, murder, sex, and porcupines? Grammar expert Ian McDonald explains what makes these and other words nouns.
And things are going much better in Darfur now, in case anyone was wondering.
This show is sponsored in part by Green Patch Putt-Putt, home of the world's largest miniature golf course. Green Patch's 9-hole, par 206 course has over 2,000 yards of putting fun, making it the perfect date night or corporate outing destination. You'll have a great time putting for hours and hours and hours and hours. Green Patch. Miniature golf. Big fun.
And by
AudioTrax Hearing Aids.
In sports news, after years of public speculation, the New England Patriots have finally come out as the NFL's first openly gay team. The Patriots stated publicly what many within the league have known since 2001, that they are an openly proud and incredibly gay team. Added star quarterback Tom Brady,
like, incredibly gay.
While many have wondered how the league would react to such an announcement, members of the NFL were quick to express their strong support for the New England organization.
We have the utmost respect for the Patriots' honesty and courage. They are a football team, and that's all that matters.
You're hearing NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell.
We are just as proud to have the Patriots in the NFL today as we were yesterday, before they announced they were so unbelievably gay.
Added star quarterback Tom Brady.
Like, incredibly gay.
New England fans have rushed to support their team as well.
It doesn't matter whether the team is gay or straight. All that matters is, they deliver on the field.
That's Mike Franklin, a lifetime season ticket holder and devoted fan of the gayest team in the history of any sport, anywhere.
Yeah, sure. Some people may hate the Pats for being extremely gay, but, who cares? They win championships.
Only time will tell how other teams and fans around the league respond to the Patriots' unrelenting gayness. For now, management of the organization insists it will continue with business as usual. Head coach Bill Belichick explained,
This doesn't change anything. The way the Patriots operate, we've been very gay for a long time, and everybody knowing now won't change any of it. We're talking the entire organization, just to be clear. Me, the players, the coaches, the front office. It's all 100% gay. Even the fans who support us are gay, too.
Added star quarterback Tom Brady.
Like, incredibly gay.
Calling it his only shot at getting indoors before it starts to snow, area homeless man Theodore Green is patiently awaiting a judge's decision and really hoping for house arrest. On October 2nd, Green was charged with a misdemeanor after dropping his pants in public and screaming, "Come on, bitches, house arrest me," at several nearby police officers. Green, who currently lives in one of the many cardboard boxes next to the pond in Ellsbury Park, explained why he's so excited.
So get this. The way it works is you get a house and you get to stay there. And if you try to leave, this ankle bracelet that you wear alerts the police. And then you get to stay there even longer. It's incredible. Only in America. Now come on and a house arrest.
Green, who's now awaiting his sentence, says that he's been looking forward to and preparing for this day for quite some time.
Some people thought my decision to give away my shopping carts was premature, but I've got a real good feeling that things are finally coming up, Theodore.
Then it looks like we have an update. Green has just been sentenced to 200 hours of community service in Ellsbury Park, where he'll be responsible for throwing out all those empty cardboard boxes next to the pond.
Thank you.
Having been adopted and raised by a local Caucasian couple, Blue Rock teenager Jason Smith admits he can't tell what type of Asian he is.
I can tell that I'm Asian, obviously. I just don't know if I'm Chinese, Japanese, Vietnamese, or whatever. Is that racist of me?
Although the Blue Rock Orphanage has Jason's original birth certificate on file, it has so far been unable to locate his birthplace, citing that the certificate is written in some Asian symbols that no one on staff can understand. However, they could confirm that Jason was definitely, quote, Chinese, Japanese, or Vietnamese, or whatever, end quote. Here's Jason's mother, Kathy Smith, weighing in on the debate.
Well, most of the time you can figure it out from the last name, but he has our last name, so...
In an update, a genetic test boringly revealed that he's just from Hawaii.
And now for a quick check on weather, we go out to Brian Hitler, no relation. Brian?
Well, brr, it's going to be a cold one today. That's what people will be saying to themselves in a futile attempt to distract themselves from how hot it'll be. That is, people who are from Michigan and consider 38 degrees warm, which it is, in Celsius. But isn't the scale I was talking about. Anyway, it's going to be cloudy. And that's your Blue Rock weather for today, folks. I'm Brian Hitler, no relation.
And now for a more lighthearted story. In what officials are calling a boneheaded move, last week, while high on PCP, Blue Rock man Colin Browerson accidentally ate his wife and kids. The gaffe, which Browerson says, quote, in retrospect was something I probably shouldn't have done, was discovered by a sober Browerson 12 hours later, at which time he realized how much of a doofus he had been during the bender the day before. Police are letting him off with a warning.
So I woke up the next morning, and I kind of wondered where Wanda and the kids were. Then I go in the living room and find these three odd corpses on the ground. Guess I figured out where they were.
Experts say that such lapses in judgment are common while high on drugs, and that had it not been for the PCP ingestion, Browerson probably wouldn't have eaten his family. They therefore recommend eating a full meal before taking the drug, or else risk facing the tragic, albeit kind of hilarious, consequences.
Bottom line is, do your best not to commit triple murder while high on PCP. But we understand nobody's perfect.
You're listening to Drug Enforcement Agency official Donald Rolfe.
At the end of the day, you're not going to quit doing PCP on the off chance you'll end up killing your family. So just try to be a bit careful about it.
While some disciplinarian types are calling for Browerson to be punished for his actions with community service hours, police do not plan on taking such action. Here's Harry Fairchild, officer in Blue Rock PD.
We all do some dumb shit when we're fucked up. Last week I spilled a beer all over my girlfriend's new blouse. Stuff like that just happens.
The contrite Browerson told reporters that out of respect for his family, he doesn't plan on doing any more PCP until well after the funeral. And he says that while he'd definitely be all for his family still being alive, their deaths are, quote, not worth getting all bent out of shape over.
I never said in my wedding vows that I wasn't going to eat her. It's one of those things that's kind of unfortunate now. But we'll all be laughing about it in an hour or so.
Browerson plans on freezing the uneaten remains to avoid spoilage.
Calling it absolutely imperative that they be seated quickly, area dad Fred Sullivan has devised a master plan to drop his family off at the door of the Macaroni Grill while he goes to look for parking.
Alright guys, listen. Gonna move quick, eat fast, if we want to be done in time for the 8:15 showing of Dolphin Tale 2. So, Lisa, honey, gonna drop you and the kids off at the door, I'm gonna go park, and you're gonna put our name down on the list.
Reports indicate the situation took a clear turn for the worse when, to his horror, Sullivan spotted a party of 12 just 30 yards away from the door and closing fast.
Fuck, okay. Audible. Guys, get ready to hop out immediately, turn off your fucking iPods, and tuck and roll just like Daddy showed you.
Upon being seated, Sullivan informed the waiter that they were ready to order and get the check as well.
Local 12-year-old and little pussy bitch Timmy Dunn has recently decided to take up karate, as if dressing up in a little fruity robe every Sunday and Wednesday evening would deter bigger kids from bullying him.
Those bullies will take one look at my fuchsia-colored belt and think twice before peeing in my backpack now.
That's Dunn, who said that with a flamboyant little kick that just makes you want to punch his stupid face.
They'll be no match for my skills,
the misguided pansy continued, while making some sort of arm-flailing motion that will only serve to encourage bullies.
Yeah! Yeah!
Dunn is currently suffocating in a locker.
And now for traffic, we go back out to Brian Hitler, no relation.
Well, we got a big crash on Interstate 64 that's backing up traffic for miles, causing huge delays and massive headaches for those trying to commute home. But if it's any consolation, the piece of shit drivers responsible for the crash have died of their injuries. For traffic, I'm Brian Hitler, no relation.
In local news, the Miller family's nighttime game of charades with their new friends the Fredricksons was temporarily interrupted last week when the Miller's 5-year-old dachshund, Rosie, entered the room and distracted everyone with its 8 uncomfortably large nipples.
Though no one in the Fredrickson family commented upon their size, the nipples were undoubtedly the subject of everyone's private thoughts, as they made a gentle dragging sound across the carpet.
Julianne, the eldest child of the Fredricksons, privately concluded that the swaying nipples made the dog definitively less cute, while Paul, the second oldest, resolved to avoid petting the dog lest he accidentally come into contact with one of the swashbuckling teats.
At press time, 53-year-old John Miller reluctantly accepted his responsibility as man of the house by once again unknotting Rosie's nipples after they got tangled together.
Area homosexual Harris Rogers wasted an entire night getting to know Lucy Clarkson before she dropped the fact that she already has a gay shopping buddy.
I just think it was a little disingenuous for her to lead me on like that.
You're listening to Rogers himself.
We left the party together, went and got froyo. I even paid. Not to mention she put an extra 4 brownies on top, which is another 2.5 ounces. Let that one go. And then right when I'm about to ask if she wants to go to the Giorgio Armani Fashion Week, she casually mentions that she's been with the same gay shopping buddy for a year? I mean, do I just give off this straight vibe to girls or something? How is it not obvious that I just want to take you back, get you upstairs to my bedroom, and get your opinion on whether my curtains are too beige? And maybe if I should replace them with something, I don't know, a little less drab?
Rogers is just one of many young men who say they're tired of being misled by women who aren't more forthcoming about already having a girlfriend. However, Clarkson views the situation differently.
So I'm not trying to be conceited or anything, but I kind of just assume that every guy I talk to just wants to be my friend. And, you know, this guy was doing a really good job hitting on me. He was listening. He was being attentive. He actually seemed to care about my thoughts and feelings. You know, I was surprised. I'd really like to get to know him and, you know, possibly bang the shit out of him.
At the end of the evening, an unsatisfied Rogers went home alone, smoked a bowl by himself, and passed out with his laptop still visibly open to multiple tabs of Nordstrom's.com. Tragedy struck the Blue Rock community again this week when a 5th chicken was hit and killed by a truck while participating in a dangerous and increasingly popular new game known as Chicken.
members of the community are becoming increasingly concerned by the popularity of the game, in which chickens try to get as close as possible to oncoming traffic without being hit. Farmers are advised to educate their chickens on the dangers of chicken.
Following this latest accident, the Blue Rock Department of Public Safety has once again issued an announcement.
This is a reminder to all chickens that cool chickens don't need to play chicken to prove they're not chicken. Only chicken chickens do that.
The department also stressed that it's best for chickens to avoid all roads in general, unless they absolutely have to get to the other side.
Well, that's it for today's show. Thanks for listening. If you'd like to hear more, go to BlueRockPublicRadio.com.
And be sure to like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and swipe right on us on Tinder. Thanks for listening.